Sometimes you have a little whoopsie at work. It's 99.7 DJX. Sometimes it's just between you and the wall. Other times it's a big issue. It's 99.7 DJX. So we have a colleague that works in radio. He's making a video for Instagram, you know, doing content, hashtag content. Basically spit a mouthful of water on the audio board. Now, a little behind the scenes, you know, we have an audio board that's electric. And you know, water and electricity don't necessarily mix.
Yeah, electronics, they just don't like water.
Yeah, it shorted out a couple of the like slides that we have. The engineer, furious. The guy said yes, he was embarrassed. He knew better than to do anything like that. Sure. I mean, it's been kind of a long time rule here, and knock on wood, nothing since we've moved studios has happened. There was a rule
that was like, oh, no drinking or no food in the studio for a while, or like, you know, make sure you got like a sippy cup tumbler.
Well, to be fair, it's always been a rule. Kind of the blanket sort of thing for, so when people break the rule and then something happens, it's like, well, we have the rule, et cetera, et cetera. But, the guy claimed he didn't really expect any of the water to actually go into the audio board. First time he's ever spit or got water on the audio board in his entire career, so to speak, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, he didn't get fired or anything like that, but I mean, when it's like a radio station and you use the audio board to broadcast, yeah.
That's problematic.
Yeah, that is very problematic. It could take you off the air. It could cause issues with actually broadcasting on the air, things like that. So,
and when that's your product, that's a problem.
Yes, that's a huge problem. So, you know, I mean, I remember doing that at an old radio station that I worked at, I spilled an entire cup of coffee on the audio board.
Oh,
I mean, it was thinking back, I was so dumb with how I had, with how I did it.
You've been a little bit of a learn by example kind of a person, for much of your career. We're learning.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I have.
Which is great when you're the boss. Well, like, you still got to be the boss.
Well, I wasn't then, and this was at an old radio station in Indiana. But this was back when we played CDs, compact discs.
Yeah.
And I had put a coffee mug that had full coffee up above on a shelf, like there was like a larger shelf that was kind of about 2 feet above the audio board, the audio console, right?
And you're like, there's no way I'm going to hit it up there.
And so I set it
totally
up.
Totally safe.
Up and out of the way. Yes, yep. Exactly. Well, fast forward like 15 minutes or so, or 5 minutes or whatever, and I hit eject on one of the CD things, and the little carousel starts coming out and it hits the coffee mug.
Oh no.
And I see it in slow motion, and it just falls completely onto the audio board.
Oh.
Everything shorts out immediately. The station goes off the air. Yeah, I mean, it was instantaneous.
Oh, gosh.
Like a 50,000 watt radio station.
You brought it to its knees.
80 miles radius, just completely floored into its knees. And it took several hours to get back up on the air. And so, yeah.
Which, if you don't know how things work, we pay bills by playing commercials.
Yeah, loss of revenue, loss of all that stuff.
Don't play lost revenue.
Yeah, so I got a stern talking to, and that was how I got in trouble doing something similar. Now, thankfully, I've not done anything like that, you know, while working here.
No, we won't knock talk about wrecking wood, the station vehicles.
Knock on. Okay. Thanks for bringing that back up. Yes, swearing on the air. Yes, I've done it. Yes, wrecking vehicles. Yes, I've done that too.
Yeah. Again, you have lived out several examples of what not to do.
Yes, aired callers on the air that have said naughty things. Yes, all right. That stuff. So yes, yep. But so what we were wanting to know is how you got in trouble at work. All right.
My favorite is when we played a song that had a swear word in it while we were doing our show live in front of a radio class.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh, my
gosh.
That
was great.
Yeah, and the best part about the whole thing was we had one of our fun listeners decided to write the FCC.
Ooh, they did?
Yes, and tell the FCC on us.
Oh, dang
it. I forgot about that. Yeah, no, I was in meetings for that one. That was for sure.
Oh, let's all decide as a group that if you ever hear that happening.
Yeah, will you give me a heads up first?
Just assume that was an oopsie.
Yeah.
Like, we don't typically mean to do that.
Right, right. And if you could just give me a heads up on it first before you go ahead and let the FCC know, that would be great.
Yeah, you don't have to chill on us. Snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches. Oh, shoot. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your how you got in trouble at work stories on the way. So how did you get in trouble at work? I'm going to try to keep people anonymous. So if you text in, even if we have your name, we're not going to say, just in case.
Okay. So this one guy said I accidentally drove a forklift through the boss's driver's side window of his truck while working at a greenhouse. Didn't get fired, though.
I got another one, a text that said, I used to work in a doctor's office program that we used to send medical bills. Also had a little instant messenger. I accidentally discovered it one day and started messaging my coworkers and friends. Most of it was harmless, but because I was over the job, uh-oh, I started talking smack about a lot of people.
Oh, no.
Then there was a snitch.
Oh, gosh.
That told on us and the instant messenger. And apparently, the manager can literally pull up everyone's conversation and see exactly what was said. And I had a very huge file of all my messages printed out and waiting for me when I had to go in and talk with HR.
Oh.
Thought it was going to be fired, wasn't, but I did leave the job shortly after.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, my. When,
it is, they print out all the receipts.
When
like, you can't, deny that.
Yeah,
yes.
When it is presented to you. What's funny is, you know, we have the little display on your car radio. Like, you know, if you're in the car right now and you look, it might say, you know, 99.7 DJX. It might say the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. It might say, you know, the song and the title that's playing. Well, there was another colleague many years ago that changed it so it would shout out one of his friends or something like that. So displayed, and this was up in Chicago, and and so like millions of people looked at their car and saw, instead of like, you know, Sabrina Carpenter or whatever was playing, it was like, "Hey, Brad."
And hysterical.
She got fired.
No, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a fun break. Now, if it said something naughty, you should be fired. But just for like, "Hey, Brad," that could be fun, like a fun little viral moment to get you some attention.
Yeah. We got a couple more we want to get to here in just a little bit. But yeah, if you've got one, 502-795-1997. One involves not smiling. And
what an offense.
Another involves a costume for Halloween.
All right.
All right, we'll get to those coming up. How'd you get in trouble at work? It's 99.7 DJX. Quick message from a listener. I drag raced the electric wheelchair cart things.
Oh, gosh.
At closing time at my work.
Oopsies.
The owner and manager walked out of the office and found us.
Oh, oops. Oh, we were just putting these back.
Yeah, didn't get fired, though, but wow. All right. That's good.
That's great. I got another one. I got fired from Dunkin' Donuts for not smiling enough.
Whoops.
Ooh.
All right.
Customer service. They need friendly faces.
Yeah. Now, you're not going to say where this is, but it was a hospital, right?
It wasn't completely me, but at Halloween, at a hospital I worked at, you were allowed to dress up. Your team dressed up.
Yeah.
So it was a psych hospital, and a whole group of people dressed up as Orange is the New Black.
Oh gosh.
They didn't, I don't think they, maybe somebody got fired, but it was really inappropriate.
Oh gosh.
It was an adult unit, and at least, Orange is the New Black was popular.
Sure. What's popular? Yeah. That was justified. Yeah. That's funny. Thank you.
Wow. They probably should have had a little like, hey, let's come up with some ideas. Let's kick some ideas around.
Yeah, let's round table this a little bit more, yeah. Hey, all right. But
then somebody would have been like, do you think?
So I remember when, again, Halloween costumes at work sometimes are the catalyst to getting trouble at work, right? Uh-huh. This was literally our boss a bunch of years ago. We had, I guess it wasn't like, it was just in bad taste, I guess.
Okay.
So we had just taken a legendary rock station off the air and flipped it. And to like another format, right? Like a talk format, I think. And, a lot of the people who worked at that radio station no longer had a job. And so they were let go, right? So this happened a Labor Day. So that Halloween, our boss literally dressed up as the ghost of that station. And it was like,
oh wow,
what are you doing?
Oh wow,
what are you doing?
Ouchie. When it's a violent change like that,
shoot,
format.
Again, it was just, it wasn't anything that was like illegal or anything like that. It was just kind of in bad taste for the people who were surviving, the employees. But anyways.
Well, yeah. I mean, fun fact, that kind of reminds me. So like my first job in radio was when 102.3 was Mix 102. It was 80s and 90s. My first job in radio was middays. And then like after a year, company bought it and they were flipping the format. But they played I Am the Walrus for 2 months over and over again to signify bringing back LRS 102, legendary rock station. And I'm like, okay, they're telling me the whole time your job is safe. And then they bring in a new guy and I find out on Labor Day weekend, we're not going to need you to come in anymore. And that is how I got fired from my first job in radio.
Not really how you got in trouble, but yeah.
I got fired.
Tony said, oh gosh, no, not Tony. Never mind. Someone else, said, played music over the ambulance intercom at 2:30 in the morning through town. Got in trouble that way.
I was bored.
Yeah. That wasn't him. That was someone else.
I was somebody else completely.
Yeah.
And here's another one. I was 16 and my friends and I stole a bunch of beer from the walk-in cooler. We drank like 2 cases in the parking lot and passed out in the back of my pickup. The boss woke us up and fired us.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, shoot. Another, we'll get to one more here. How you got in trouble at work a few years ago. Used to work the night shift. Bunch of friends of mine at night pretty much did the same thing as the other story with the motorized carts. We took the motorized carts out to the parking lot and Mario Kart around the parking lot until we ended up getting caught. That is hysterical.
Gosh.
I love it.
Did they not think about cameras? Because a lot of businesses have cameras outside, too.
Well, maybe that was before cameras, or maybe that was why they got cameras.
Okie dokie.
Never know. Anyways, hey, thanks so much for the stories there on 99.7 EJX. And if you did get in trouble, hopefully, you're in a better spot now.
And then feel better that you weren't alone.
Yeah, for sure.